No mistake you can make, God can't fix. If you enjoyed that, say amen. Amen. Except for grace, where would we be this morning? Amen. Where would we be? All right. I want you to open your Bibles now for just a minute. Here, the book of Job. Book of Job, chapter number 2. I've got a thought on my heart to give you this morning. Don't forget now tonight, the service starts at 6 o'clock. And you don't want to miss a Wednesday night, of course, our regular Bible study, preaching. And kids' class, all the kids need to be here Wednesday night. They'll miss their class if they're not. And the Lord will bless you if you get them in here. Hallelujah. All right. Job chapter 2, and I want to begin reading with verse number 9. Job chapter 2 and verse number 9. I want you to look all the troubles this man Job had, and how he reacted to his trouble. Now, once you get 40 years of age, if you've never had no trouble, you ought to shout, because it's coming. I'm telling you right now, trouble's coming your way. Over 40 and up, everybody in here says amen. If you're below 40, you might looked up for a while. But, man, you start moving on through life, trouble comes. Some of them's coming to these teenagers. But look at the trouble Job had. Look at chapter 2, verse 9. Then said his wife unto him, "Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die." But he said unto her, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Job didn't say one thing. He had a lot of trouble, man. Now, when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place. Eliphaz, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shuhite. That's the shortest man in the Bible. And Zophar, the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. Look at that. They made an appointment to come see Job and sit there and cry with him because he'd lost 10 kids in accidents. 10 kids in one day were killed. And to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept. And they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights. And none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. Here's a man sitting on the ground in ashes. He's lost 10 kids. He's lost his business. He's lost his income. Barn burned down. Lost everything he had in a week's time. Everything. And he jumps up and his wife looks at him and said, "Why don't you just cuss God and die? You've lost everything you've got. Your business fell. Your kids are gone." And you know what he told her? He said, "You talk like a fool." He said, "We're going to take good and we're going to take the bad. That's the way life is. You get the good, you got to take the bad too. That's just the way it is." And the Bible said in all this, Job didn't backslide. Job didn't miss a church service. Job never quit praying. Job never quit trusting God. Job never turned his back. And I want to preach this morning on the subject, "I'll not turn my back on Him now. I'll not turn my back on Him now. I get that from a song I've been wanting to get us to sing it for a long time. There's a song they played on the radio I listen to all the time. He said, I'll not turn my back on Him now. He's given to me everything I have. He gave me my first breath. I'll give Him my last. I'll not turn my back on Him now. I want to talk about that this morning. I want to tell you something. God's been too good to us for us to turn our back on Him now. There's a lot of people quitting. There's a lot of people giving up. There's a lot of people walking out the church door and saying, I ain't never going back. There's a lot of temptations out there that keep you from God. There's a lot of things out there. There's parties you can go to. There's drugs you can take. There's alcohol you can drink. There's places you can go. There's people you can get involved in. The world has a lot to offer. But I know, you know what? I want to tell you this morning, I'm not going to turn my back on Him now. He's given me too much. He's brought me too far. He's been too good for me to turn my back on Him now. When you really get to thinking about it, what are they back there worth going to anyway? You don't want to go back to that old life of misery. You don't want to go back to that old life of sin. You don't want to go back to that old life. Listen, if you left your family and went and lived a life of sin, I guarantee you, you would not be a happy person. I promise you, you would. You know why? Because selfishness never brings happiness. The joy of the Lord, the Bible said, is our strength. I'll quote it to you one more time, then I'm going to say a few things, and we go get something to eat. The old song says, I'll not turn my back on Him now. He's given me everything I have. He gave me my first breath. I'll give Him my last. I'll not turn my back on Him now. By the grace of God this morning, I don't want to turn my back on Him. You know, Job didn't turn his back on God during the good times. You know, one of the most dangerous times in your life is when everything's going good. That's a dangerous time. When everybody's healthy and your bills are paid, that's a dangerous time because you get wicked. You get backslid. You get one of the best thing can happen to you sometimes is for trouble, bad stuff to happen, because it'll bring you to your knees and it'll bring you back and get you right with God. Job lived right when everything was going good. Now there's a real man. A man that lived right when everything's going good is a good man. He had 10 kids, so that means he had 10 sons-in-laws, daughters-in-laws, 7-3. And he had all the cattle and all of that. And the Bible said every morning, Job got up and said, Lord, if any of my kids have done anything wrong, forgive them. He stayed right when everything was going good. I used to do that with my kids. Is Karen in here? Is she back there? Is she over yonder somewhere? I was going to talk about her in a minute. I used to do that with my kids. When my kids was little, I said, Lord, bless them, bless them. Them three girls sitting there this morning, I used to get them down, and I'd say, Lord, bless them, bless them. And right in front of them, I'd say, God, if they're doing something wrong, get them. That's right. I mean, they ought to be scared to do something wrong. They ought to be scared. You say, you really prayed that to your kids? Sure. The Lord ain't going to hurt them. If the Lord has to hit you to knock you, keep from sinning, that's good for you. Ain't that right? And I tell you, there's nothing in the world like kids. I've heard stories all week from camp. I've got calls from Alabama. I've got calls, a Texan call from Florida. I've got calls from Revival up in Ruffin. They said Revival broke out in just about every church last Sunday morning that went to camp with us. Isn't that good? I'm telling you, one preacher called me. He said, I've never seen our young people as fired up as they are right now. You still feel a little of that camp spirit in here this morning, couldn't you? Can you feel that? Listen, there ain't nothing like youth camp. If you missed youth camp, the devil throwed you a curve and you struck out. I'm telling you, it got good. But let me tell you a couple stories about how kids are. I got a call the other day. Carrie, I guess start me tell this. Kerrigan's in here somewhere. She's the orange-headed one. And I tell you what, boy, they said she woke up the other morning and she said, Mama, I'm scared. I don't want to go back to sleep. Because Carrie's been letting them sleep, you know, since school's out. And she said, I don't want to go back to sleep. And Carrie said, Honey, why? She said, I'm scared. And she said, Why? And she said, Because Papa said that the devil makes you sleep in the daytime. I said, Amen. She's a listening. That's good, ain't it? Ain't that good? That's good. And I was preaching to them kids, and I was telling them, it's the devil that makes you stay up all night and sleep all day. That's the devil. You know that, don't you? You know that, don't you? You know that you do read the Bible, don't you? You say, well, I stay up to 3 o'clock every morning. You're led by the devil, brother. You say, well, I can't sleep. Get up at 5 o'clock and work all day and you'll go to sleep the next night. Amen. And if you can't pray, but I want to tell you something, brother. She said, and then I got another call. Got a call from Brother Jason down in Florida. And he told me, he got a little girl about that high. And he said, Brother Danny, I got to tell you something. He said, my little daughter, Leah, he said she loves to take bath, shower. She said she loves it. She gets all her toys in there. She'll stay in the bathtub for an hour. He said she plays with the toys and Barbie dolls and everything. He said when we got home from camp, she would not take a bath, would not take a shower. And they said, we said, honey, what's wrong? She said, no, I'm not taking a shower. They said, why? And she said, because I'm not getting in there. And they said, why? She said, because Brother Danny said that you'd get killed if you was in the shower. Now, if you that wasn't there, you don't know what I'm talking about, but I was talking about in the movies in Hollywood, you know, somebody's always in the shower when the guy comes through with a knife, you know, and he's going to kill him, and the blood all over the place. And boy, she said, Brother Danny said somebody'd murder you if you took a shower. But they're listening more than you think they are. I mean, them little bitties, but they always get the weirdest part of the sermon there is for some reason. But I want to tell you something, brother, that's the way Job did his kid. Old Job took his kids to church. Job took his kids to church. Job took his kids to church. I got a call from Brandon Bruce. Y'all know Brother Brandon. His daughter, Megan, got married. Y'all know Megan? All three of his girls was at camp. Terry's got the pictures on it. Looks like something on the front of a magazine. I ain't kidding you. Beautiful wedding they had yesterday. And Megan's about 21 or something. I don't know how old she is. 20, something like that. 20, 21. And she got married yesterday. And she told her daddy the other day. She said, Daddy, she got fired up at camp. She said, now, Daddy, I want to give a testimony Sunday morning at church. And Brandon said, honey, you're getting married Saturday. You forgot you're going to be... She said, you don't think I miss church, do you? He said, glory to God. He said, the Lord really did do something for you at camp. He said, you keep that attitude up, and you're going to have a good marriage. And to the church this morning, got married. I'm not against going on a honeymoon or nothing like that. But I tell you what, buddy, Job taught his kids right. He taught them right. You teach your kids right, people. You teach them to honor God and do right. It may seem like it's in vain, but it is not in vain. You'll never waste your time. Job served God when it was good and everything was all right. But I'll tell you something else Job did. Job served God when he had losses. He said, I'll not turn my back on him. Job was making millions of dollars. In our economy today, he would have been a multi-millionaire, maybe even a billionaire. He had houses, land. I mean, every day they'd kill a bunch of camels. Now, if you want a delicacy, you take a camel, you stuff it with ostrich, you stuff that with beef, you stuff that with shrimp, you stuff that with all. And they say it's one of the biggest delicacies in the world. It'll pile up that high on a table and feed 30 or 40 people. And that's the way they ate every day. Beef and steak and all kinds of exotic food and stuff. Job was a multi-millionaire and he served God when he had all those blessings. And then Job served God when he lost it all. When he lost it all. A man come running in one day. He said, Job, he said, I've got bad news. He said, I've got bad news, Job. He said, what is it? He said, your barn out there caught on fire and it burned up and you lost all your sheep. They didn't have insurance companies back in them days. You didn't say, oh boy, set it on fire and we'll build us a better one. I mean, brother, when you lost, you just lost. That's the way it used to be. Now people trying to burn their stuff up so they can get cheap insurance companies, and that's why we're going broke. But anyway, he just lost it. He lost all of his cattle. He lost all of his sheep. He lost his barns. He lost his utility buildings. He lost his tractors. He lost his equipment. I mean, he lost all his lawnmowers, everything that he had. And then somebody coming in, Job, said, I got terrible news, bad news. He said, Job, what is it? He said, Job, he said, all your kids were having a party. And he said, Job, they were all partying. One of them had a birthday party or something. And he said, something happened. The house fell in and killed all of them. They're all gone. And Brother Job lined up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
10 caskets across the front of the church, and he sat down that day, and old Job was sitting there, lost everything he had, 10 kids laying there, only him and his wife survived. Now, brother, you talk about a loss. That's a loss. God put that in the Bible to show us. And the devil said, just curse God and die. And his wife said, just curse God and die. Do you ever get to feeling like that? Do you ever get to feeling like, I'm just having it so rough, I'm just going to throw up my hands and quit. I'm just going to give up. Lord, I've had it. I'm tired of fighting this battle. He lost everything he had. Y'all listen to me, people. He lost everything he had. Lost 10 kids, 10 funerals. There ain't nobody in here lost what he had. That old man of God looked up how the devil was over here pushing him and pushing him. I've felt that before. I've felt the devil push me before and say, just curse God and die. And old Job looks up to heaven, throws up them old bony arms, and he said, naked I came out of my mother's womb. He said, naked I'm going to return. He said, I didn't have nothing when I got here. He said, I ain't going to have nothing when I leave. He said, the Lord give and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'll not turn my back on him now. I'll not turn my back on him now. You know what old Job realized? He realized that all that stuff he had wasn't going to last him no way. Car, boat, house. You know what's going to happen to your house? It's all going to fall through and burn up one of these days. I've been doing something I hate to do about every 3 or 4 years. I went car shopping the other day. First time I've been car shopping in years. I ain't doing that. I'm trying to decide if I want to sell my car because it's got 99,000 miles on it, or if I want to keep it and drive it on. You know, it loses value, and you got to trade. If you lose either way on a car, because I drive 40,000 miles a year, and I put a lot of miles on a car, and I went car shopping. Boy, that's a big mistake. You know what I mean? I mean, boy, you go and you sit down in a man. You them car. You know what? And I was sitting in this nice car, and boy, I was sitting in there, I was looking at all them gadgets and everything. And I'm telling you something, people. My flesh would say, boy, it'd be nice to have this. This nice, way out of my range, way out of my range. And I was sitting there in that car, and it was like the Holy Spirit spoke to me just as plain as I'm talking to you right now. And you know what He said? I was sitting in that big fancy car, in that big showroom. I went to Charlotte, went down Independence Boulevard. I went into the Kia, the Hyundai and Lexus and Toyota dealership and all of that. And you know what the Lord said? The Lord said in my ear, He said, vanity of vanities, Danny. All is vanity. And you know what I thought? I said, that's absolutely right, Lord. It's all going to perish. Now, we got to have a car. You got to have one to get around. I'm going to tell you something this morning. It's vanity of vanities. House, car, all the possessions we got ain't going to mean that. One of these days, when life is over and it comes time, you know what old Job said? He said, I had it and I served God. I lost it and I still served God. He said, I served God even when I lost. Don't be a quitter. Finish the job. You say, my wife left me. Hang in there anyway. You say, my mama died. Hang in there anyway. You say, we lost our house, preacher. Hang in there and serve God anyway. Don't turn your back on God now. No matter what comes, don't turn your back on God. Not only that, he served God during tragedy. Tragedy. He served God during tragedy. The devil said, curse God and die. In his misery, even his wife, led by the devil. You say, how you know? She said the same thing the devil said. Curse God and die. You think the devil can't get in you to talk to your husband? You're kidding yourself. Same way with you men. You start quoting the devil, it's him getting in you. She said the same thing the devil said. Curse God and die. I didn't write it. My job's preach it. If you can't swallow it, you'll have to choke on it. I'm going to tell you something, brother. Old Job sat there. He said, you talk like a fool, woman. He said, God's been too good to me. God's blessed me too much. I'm going to raise my hands and I'm going to serve Him no matter what. Amen? I like old Maze Jackson. Old Maze Jackson said one time, he's riding down the road, and he said, have you ever had this happen to you? He said he's riding down the road, and the devil got in the front seat with him. And he said the devil started saying, you ain't this, and this ain't right, and that ain't right, and you're losing all your money, and you're going broke, and you're riding around all over the place preaching to people, and they don't even care about you no way. He said he stopped the car, slammed on the brakes, and he runs over and opened the door and said, get out of my car, devil. He said, gas is too high for me to ride the devil around. And I tell you, that's what we ought to do once in a while. We ought to just slam on the brakes and say, listen, you shut up. Listen, the devil will talk to you. The devil will talk to you. And the way you know the devil's talking to you is you start thinking of me, I, poor me. You know the devil's talking to you. And you say, what about me? What about my feelings? What about it? I'm hurt. I'm upset. I'm mad. That's the devil telling you that bunch of junk. You ought to slam on the brakes, throw the door open, tell the devil to get out. Gas is too high to ride the devil around. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Say amen right there, people. Listen, let me tell you something good. I thought I was going to preach on this subject this morning. I changed the title of my sermon because I was afraid some of y'all would get mad at me. You know what I was going to preach on this morning? Everywhere I go, everybody's complaining it's hot. I was going to preach this morning on it's colder than hell outside. I didn't cuss. I don't use that kind of language. I was going to preach on that, and I was afraid some of y'all would get offended, so I didn't. Everybody said, it's so hot, it's so hot. Listen, brother, it's colder than hell out there. You better thank God you ain't going to hell. It's cold out there compared to what hell is. We got a lot to be thankful for. We ain't going to burn. Now, I know that'll be all over Nosebook, and it'll be all over the world. Danny Castle got, I didn't mean that as a cuss word. In the wrong context, you can be cussing saying that. But it is cold out there compared to hell. If that's where you're going, you ought to thank God you're saved. Instead of griping, say, y'all listening to me, ain't you? Amen. It's colder than being in hell out there. It's 95 degrees, brother. That's an icebox compared to where we ought to be. That's an icebox to where I deserve to be. Amen, buddy. I don't care how hard you're having it. I don't care how bad you're having it. Lift up your hand and say, glory to God, I ain't burning in hell. Thank God. He served God and he said, I'll not turn my back on him now. I went yesterday over to their house, and I got text on my phone 12:30 Thursday night telling about that accident that Ashley, that took her life, and had them two kids in the car with her sitting back there this morning. I went to their house, me and put Danny there. Y'all didn't know I had a twin brother, Danny. He's the same middle name, born same month. He's my identical twin. And he's going to die and leave me all he's got. No, I'm just messing with you. But anyway, we love our visiting. I'm telling you, folks, I thought about Job sitting there with his kid. This girl's only 27 years old. Coming up 321, hit a truck from behind. And Mackenzie back there got her little brother, sister, out of the car. Where's she at? Standing right back there. That little one. Pulled her out of the car when the first wreck happened. Stand up, Mackenzie, so they can see you. She pulled her out. And then, she pulled her out of the car, and then a tractor and trailer came by and killed Mama. It was on TV. We went over there yesterday. Well, you talk about grief. There's some grief there. I don't usually cry in people's house, man. It tore me up. And they're going to have her funeral. I think I got that newspaper clip in here somewhere. Tuesday afternoon. And we give them a little money from the church to help them with the funeral costs and stuff. And you know what they done? Lisa, Patricia, Roy, Ann, all of them, Amy, Stephen, I don't even know all of them's names. Two whole rows of them said, I'll not turn my back on him now. You know why? Because God don't make mistakes, people. And I sat them down and I said, you know something? I can't sit here and explain to you why
God took that mother. There is no human explanation to that. You can go to every psychiatrist, every counselor in the world, they can't explain stuff like that. Took just like that. She was 9 weeks pregnant too, by the way. How does stuff like that happen? And got the kids out. I don't know. But I know one thing. I'm going to be right up here in my place this morning preaching and tonight too. I ain't turned my back on God, man. He's been too good to me. And they say the same thing. I've had some things happen to me that absolutely didn't make no sense. And don't you try to make sense out of everything. You can't. Remember me saying this. Remember this. Remember what I'm telling you, people. Earth is a place for trust. Heaven's a place for understanding. We trust Him now. We'll understand it then. You know the old song says, we'll understand it better by and by. Lord, have mercy. Ain't that going to be it? Ain't that going to be a day when you look back and you see all the pieces of the puzzle fit together and you say, God, You was taking care of me the whole time. I'm glad I didn't turn my back on You. Hallelujah this morning. Not turn my back on Him during tragedy. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Am I going to leave this? The hope of heaven? And the blessing of God to go out there and enjoy some stupid party that the world's got that don't even satisfy you anyway? No, sir. Am I going to leave the God that's fed us and clothed us and answered our prayers and took all these years to go out there and enjoy some little stupid sin, some join some movement, be a hippie, be a rock and roller, be one of these swingers and live this sweet lifestyle and get high? No! I'll not turn my back on Him now. Am I going to leave the God that sent money in from somewhere over and over and over to pay my bills and take care of me when I didn't know what I was going to do, to go back and live for a sorry devil that didn't even care nothing about me no way? Uh-uh. If you're thinking about quitting this morning, I want you to make up your mind. I'll not turn my back on Him now. He's given me everything I have. He gave me my first breath. I'll give Him my last. I'll not turn my back on Him now. Let's stand with our heads bowed this morning.